I'm Michigan Radio's Gabriella Emanuel. Biology, chemistry, physics. These traditional science classes may soon be getting a new bedfellow, engineering. Michigan State Board of Education is voting on new science standards that would, for the first time, require students to learn engineering. This is prompting both excitement and concern.
These are wire strippers, infrared controller, screwdriver, LEDs.
Tommy Cohn is a junior at Skyline High School in Ann Arbor. He's part of the robotics team and says this is a pretty typical scene. 8 p.m., 50 or so students, some learning to code, others to use a saw. Today, Cohn's teaching a crew of younger students about motors and torque.
Let's stick a motor over here. So we'll wire that to here and that to there. We might have a motor.
Cohn says sometimes he spends more than 20 hours a week doing robotics and engineering. It's his favorite part of school, except it's all in the evenings and on the weekends.
It's completely unlike any of my classes at school.
But that may change.
For the first time, engineering is an essential aspect of the new standard.
Joe Krajcik is a professor at Michigan State University. Over the past several years, he's helped develop the proposed science standards. He says one thing made him realize Michigan needs to start teaching engineering.
We have some outstanding engineering schools in our state, but when you go to them, they're not necessarily populated by our children.
Krajcik says if you walk down the halls at these colleges, you'll see international students.
From China, from Asia, from other parts of the world, that come here to learn our engineering practices.
He says, then go to an elementary school or even a high school. And what do you find?
Most kids don't know what an engineer does.
Tommy Cohn and other kids who get to do robotics are the rare lucky ones. Krajcik says the new standards will make engineering available to all Michigan students, kindergarten through high school. But it's not all robots. Many schools plan to integrate engineering into their existing science classes and not offer a new engineering class. So when kindergartners study weather, they may also figure out how to insulate an outdoor doghouse. Or when middle school students study force and motion, they may build a model bridge that can support a certain amount of weight. Schools have this flexibility because these are standards, not curriculum. So local districts get to decide how to teach the information to the kids. Krajcik says with the proposed standards, the goal is the same in all science classes.
This focuses on the kid actually doing something. It's not the teacher presenting a model. It's actually the kid saying, does this model actually work?
This would mean big changes in the classroom. So I thought I'd find out what science teachers are thinking.
Hello?
Trish Miller teaches chemistry at Lowell High School in Western Michigan. How do you feel about the inclusion of engineering in the standards?
I actually really appreciate that because scientists do a lot of the why does this happen? And then engineers ask the question, well, how can we make this happen?
But it's not all excitement. Miller is nervous about the next steps.
There's a lot of apprehension and tension.
Since the science standards haven't yet been approved by the State Board of Education, there are still unanswered questions about the implementation.
Is the timeline realistic? What needs to be done now? How is that going to be funded? Do teachers take professional days off in order to develop good curriculum? And of course, don't forget, there's always that fun question of who's certified to teach what now.
Michigan's Department of Education says these are legitimate concerns. They are still figuring out exactly how teachers would be trained in engineering and who would pay. They hope there will be money in the state budget, but if not, it would likely be a grassroots effort, with engineering schools and groups like the Society of Automotive Engineers stepping up to train teachers and help them develop lesson plans. I'm Gabriella Emanuel.